anger and hurt. Straight off the back of the announcement of fulfilling the law, Christ's first example is anger versus murder, the fifth commandment. He then goes on to explain the true meaning of the fifth commandment. A commentator says, anger is a natural passion. There are cases in which it is lawful and laudable, but it is then sinful when we are angry without cause. The word in Greek is ake, which signifies sine causa, sine effectu, e sine modo. Without cause, without any good effect, or without moderation. The anger is then sinful. Traditionally, the act, murder, adultery, etc., is considered the sin, not the thought, feeling, or words. The act is to be condemned and liable to capital punishment, Exodus 20:13. People who perform the act, example murder, are socially blacklisted and spiritually marred. The Jews had three capital punishments, each worse than the other. Beheading, which was inflicted by the judgment, stoning by the council or chief Sanhedrin, and burning in the valley of the son of Hinnom, which was used only in extraordinary cases. We come to Christ's perspective. Jesus condemns anger, pride, and hatred, saying they all deserve capital punishment and can be placed at three separate levels corresponding to the Jewish levels. Anger. Christ declared that the thought, feeling, or words are as sinful as the act, murder. Pride, reka, meaning you empty fellow, is a scornful word and comes from pride. Hatred, you fool, is a spiteful word which comes from hatred. This shows us that we are not in a position to judge anyone as we too are sinners. If we want reconciliation, here's how we do it. If you are the hurt party, do not wait another minute but forgive, preferably in person. If you have caused hurt, do not wait another day but seek forgiveness from God and the people you hurt. Don't wait for anger or bitterness to set in. We are all guilty. Only Christ can absolve our punishment. Without reconciling with others, we cannot reconcile to God. 2 Corinthians 5:10. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Implications today. Though anger and murder are spiritually sins, socially and legally, murder has greater consequences. Are we taking conscious steps to deal with hatred, anger, and pride in our lives? Have we forgiven all those who have hurt us and asked forgiveness from those we have hurt? Do we constantly bring our thoughts and attitudes before the Lord for His cleansing?